Welcome, everybody, to the T of HP, that's T of Highland Park podcast. Today we're going to be discussing many themes that are going to be relevant to students and teachers and parents alike, so if you're any of the above, maybe tune in.
All right, so now on to the main topic for today's episode. We're going to be speaking about the fall of the Highland Park football program in the last year or so.
All right, so as many of you may know, Highland Park football will not be fielding a varsity team for the first time in 81 years. This goes back to last year. So last year, Highland Park High School was 0-10. They forfeited the first game of the season last year against Bishop R, citing a lack of manpower. They were fielding 17 players at a lot of points in the season, just really not enough to field a competitive football team. A lot of lopsided losses. And, you know, after playing a very difficult game, a 41-0 loss to Montclair Kimberly at the first game of the year, Derek Nobles and the rest of the football staff decided that he would not field a varsity team, instead having the entire team play JV schedule. So this is shocking if you really look at it. 2 years ago, Highland Park was above 500, 6-4, knocking on the door of the state tournament, really just missed out based on power points. There's a lot of enthusiasm about the program. Obviously, there were 16 seniors on that team, so people understood that it would be a tough road ahead, but I don't think a lot of people at that point in time predicted Highland Park football not fielding a varsity team in just 2 years.
With a lot of alumni and older community members really being shocked, I know personally as a student from Highland Park High School, I get a lot of questions from older members of the community about what happened to the football team, why is this happening. So after this ad, we will be talking about why we think this is happening and what we really think can be done.
This episode of the T of HP is brought to you by Coach's Choice USA Select. Coach's Choice USA Select is in the basketball business, in which they run camps, clinics, and tournaments throughout the East Coast, as well as manage pro athletes. If any of this sounds interesting to you, please inform or call Tom Sclafani at 732-501-4155 or go to their website at coacheschoiceselect.com.
This is, you know, it's not a simple thing that's happened. There's a lot of elements that go into this. So I think the first cause of this is kind of the culture of Highland Park. The culture of Highland Park is, you know, very, can be somewhat overbearing at times, but there's, you know, focus on safety for the kids. And football is a sport that has, you know, for good reason, garnered a reputation of being very dangerous and violent. If you look at the rates of suicide or CTE among professional football players, it's very high. Some of the, you know, especially, you know, recently, within the last 10 years, the Eric LeGrand paralysis incident was, I think, something that, you know, connected a lot to the parents of this town, seeing that, you know, the big college team next door had this happen to a player. So that's fresh in a lot of people's minds, especially when these kids who would be playing at this age were, you know, forming their sports and, you know, deciding which sports to play, which sports they were being allowed to play their parents. I know you were forbidden from playing football by your parents, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, just as a kid, they were unsupportive of my desires to kind of go out there and hit other kids. And, you know, for good reason, in that, you know, they didn't want to raise a kid that was had violent tendencies or anything like that. And I think, you know, not just for me, but I know for a lot of my friends, a close friend of mine, his dad loved football. They had football watching parties every Sunday. They hosted an annual Super Bowl party, yet his son was out there running cross country instead of playing football. So I think a lot of the kids in the town really are steered away from the sport.
So I just, you know, even in sports, like I remember as a kid, heading wasn't really encouraged in playing soccer. There was a fear about a lot of other sports. Baseball even, the safety risks of baseball were, you know, have more emphasized, and I've seen them in other towns, and I had to wear, you know, protective gear on my chest when I played baseball, when I pitched. So I think overall in Highland Park, just there's a lot more than maybe in other places. There is kind of a focus on safety, and football kind of really goes against that agenda.
And you can really see that also, you know, even in the elementary school in Bartle, you know, you rotate through, the kids rotate through sports every week, every month in their gym classes, yet you somehow miss out on football through all 4 years of elementary school. You never get to play football in gym class. And I think, you know, speaking with other students that I've met from other schools, that is not a case in other towns such as Edison or even another smaller town, Group 1, Group 2 town like Metuchen.
And I think it's tragic in a certain sense. You know, like, I spend a lot of time on Saturdays watching football, you know, on Sundays even a little bit in the NFL. And it's something I really enjoy doing, and I think if there were more of an onus on football growing up, even just an encouragement to play in other towns or, you know, have more of a league set up, I probably would have. You know, I love football. But just being the way it is in Highland Park, it's not really encouraged by the people in this town a lot of the times, and it's difficult. Not saying that's right or wrong, I'm just saying that it's difficult to be encouraged to play football here. Another reason I think that football is struggling here is that there is a noticeable demographic shift in the town. You know, when Highland, at this moment in Highland Park, there's a large Asian population entering the town. The Hispanic population is steadily rising. And, you know, so relative to that, you know, white and African-American population, just groups that are more likely to be attracted to football, are becoming less of a majority in the population, which, you know, obviously leads to other sports that you'd expect, you know, soccer and tennis being very successful at the school, whereas football, a sport that needs, you know, very high numbers to be competitive compared to those sports, is, you know, obviously seeing some very significant side effects. And, you know, Highland Park isn't alone in this. Roosevelt Park this year announced a few months ago that they will also not be fielding a JV team. I mean, they will solely be fielding a JV team. And that is and they have a very similar kind of demographic situation to Highland Park. A lot of Hispanic, you know, immigrants coming to the town. A lot of, you know, different groups that make up the town, a very diverse town. And, you know, you can see that is kind of, you know, leading to less football being played. And, you know, obviously, I, as a soccer player with the varsity team, you know, I appreciate it. You know, it's great to see a lot of groups come together. It's good for the soccer team, it's good for their sports, but just, you know, generally the interests of those groups are more, you know, steered toward other sports as opposed to football.
This episode of the T of HP is brought to you by Coach's Choice USA Select. Coach's Choice USA Select is in the basketball business, in which they run camps, clinics, and tournaments throughout the East Coast, as well as manage pro athletes. If any of this sounds interesting to you, please inform or call Tom Sclafani at 732-501-4155 or go to their website at coacheschoiceselect.com.
Starting to become focal points in the community are no longer families that are supportive of football, or they are families that are more into soccer, or they believe in other sports, or they're more focused in safety. They don't have the history of sending their kids off to the football team, or their older brother was the quarterback. You're starting to kind of see a shift in who is, you know, running the town of Highland Park, who is sending their kids to the schools. So that's another change in the culture.
And I just think, in general, kind of history is less kind of important when you look at Highland Park. You see less Highland Park legend. There, you see less kind of fabled Highland Park legends. You know, being in the school, I find it very rare to find people looking back on someone like, wow, I want to be just like that guy. I want to, you know, he's my hero. So Highland Park is less heroes, kind of less people. We have the whole walk of pictures and plaques in the by the gym, but I doubt that many students could name any of those players. So there's less of a kind of, you know, no, I'm saying I think just in terms of culturally demographics, I think a lot of people are less inspired to play football. There's less of an interest in, you know, maybe within the family structure, and there's kind of just, you know, when you're in school, no one's like looking forward to playing football. You know, none of your friends are playing it. So I think a lot of these factors have kind of just brought Highland Park football down. In addition to the fact that just there's a very limited talent pool. You know, Highland Park has produced some incredible athletes and is continuing to produce incredible athletes over the past few years. But in a school with only 200 male, you know, students in it, it's difficult to have, you know, top quality athletes that are able to compete in both areas. And, you know, when you have a football-sized soccer team, it it tends to be difficult. Especially, there are athletes on the soccer team that I think would have been great football players. Matt Landis specifically, I think, could have been a really, really good football player. But, you know, with the kind of prevalence of soccer in our town, it doesn't really lend itself to having power in both sports. You know, I think just, in general, you've seen this in Highland Park, it kind of ebbs and flows between the quality of the football team and the quality of the soccer team. You know, I remember when the football team was really at its power, the soccer team struggled generally. And, you know, I remember sophomore year, we had a decent soccer team, but much of that talent was built off of underclassmen players. Much of the older players were playing football. So there just isn't enough, you know, I think a lot of it, there aren't enough people in Highland Park to really support both of those teams at a high level.
The Highland Park Decadash is a fun new town-wide scavenger hunt event to raise money for veterans. It'll be taking place on October 21st in Highland Park, and if you have any questions, you can contact Miss Harper at aharper@hpschools.net or Maria Rahi at mrahi@students.hpschools.net.
Highland Park football team was doing well. I enjoyed going to those games. You know, I remember when I was 8, Nate Smith led the Highland Park Owls. He was incredible. He was a quarterback, he's running back, he's a punter, he was a kick returner, he was a linebacker, and, you know, obviously he went on to do really well at Temple. You know, I think he was All-American Athletic Conference one year. He obviously didn't do it quite as well as his brother, but it was really fun to watch. I went to all the games throughout that state tournament, and it's just really cool having a team like that in the community. So I have a vested interest in having a team that's good. And I hope that people in the rest of the community would too. So I think a growing trend, especially also in youth sports, is kind of specialization. Kids tend to play one sport at a very high level. You know, there's a lot of club teams out there. Kids start sports very young. So when you're... Traditionally, a lot of kids will start football around middle school or high school age, which worked in the past because they, you know, played rec or in their town. But when these kids are playing sports at a very young level, football has to, I think, to be successful in this town, play that same game, reach out. Like the Highland Park Soccer Association is very effective reaching out to kids from all backgrounds and all communities and, you know, getting a really good team together. And we've produced a lot of good players through the club system. We've had travel teams for every age group, I think, for years, probably decades.
And both girls and boys to the Highland Park Travel Soccer Association. And you can see that in the success of the Highland Park boys soccer team in the last couple of years, as well as in the Highland Park girls soccer team.
So there's evidence that, you know, playing at a high level from a young age, you know, over time, it will breed players at a high level. And football just doesn't do this. There's no Pee Wee or Pop Warner or youth system in Highland Park. There's no way for the, and, you know, I found that there's very limited outreach to play in towns like Edison or Piscataway. I didn't know about it when I was a kid. I don't think you knew about it.
I didn't realize that Edison had its own Pee Wee League or that kids from Highland Park could play in that Pee Wee League.
So I think it's important to tell these, you know, let these kids know either if there's not enough interest or resources at a Pop Warner League in Highland Park, then, you know, reach out, you know, work with Edison, try to get kids to over there playing. But I do think that's a step in the right direction. At this moment, we have a flag football league, which is good. It teaches kids the fundamentals of the game, but it's I don't think it's enough. You know, flag football is really not the same as, you know, 11-on-11, you know, blocking, all the mechanics of it. And a lot of the kids that play over there are also kids that are likely not going to go to Highland Park High School. You know, Highland Park having a significant Jewish population, a lot of the... Those kids tend to go to, you know, private or charter yeshiva institutions. So it needs to be, I think, that if we're going to have, you know, more success in this town, it needs to be from a more kind of open, kind of appealing to everyone kind of youth football league that either, you know, is based centered here or centered in another town that Highland Park has a lot of vested interest in developing.
As well as, you know, and this could be something... started and in the elementary school level, like I said before, where you don't even play football in gym. If they just started maybe after school program in the elementary school where kids could play pick up football together, as well as maybe some more outreach from the high school coaches to elementary school kids. Because especially, at least in my experience, once kids get to middle school, which is mainly where the high school football staff has started their recruiting process for kids playing football, those kids already have the sports they play. They already know, oh, I'm a soccer player. Oh, I play basketball. Oh, I'm a track and field athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a wrestler. They already have those sports already kind of locked in their heads that they play. I think the Highland Park football staff needs to do a better job of reaching out to even younger kids to start playing. And that doesn't mean, you know, that either of us are suggesting playing full-on tackle football at 8 years old. Obviously, that's not the greatest idea. But some practicing in pads when you're younger, playing in pads but with flag football, anything to kind of get kids interested and started in it.
They've made that adjustment. I think the town has seen that it has to be done, you know, at a younger age, but, you know, I think more needs to be done.
This episode of the T of HP is brought to you by Coach's Choice USA Select. Coach's Choice USA Select is in the basketball business in which they run camps, clinics, and tournaments throughout the East Coast as well as manage pro athletes. If any of this sounds interesting to you, please inform or call Tom Sclafani at 732-501-4155, or go to their website at coacheschoiceselect.com.
Uchechi Odikanwa, who is an amazing athlete, and she is the only girl to be on the Highland Park football team, one of the only girls to be playing football in Central Jersey, and she is doing a fantastic job. She is a three-year player. She is helping lead the team. You have seniors like Mello and Brandon Doss, who are coming back after having taken a season off to make sure that there was a football team in general, and also just a lot of support for the head coach, Derek Nobles, and the athletic director, Craig Gervin, for really doing as much as they can to save Highland Park football, keep it going, and kind of looking out for that next generation and trying to plan for the future. They're doing a really fantastic job of being supportive, of not making this look like a loss, about making it look like a plan. You know, this is their plan. They knew they were going to have a down year, and they're doing something about it. So just really great to see that everybody's not putting their heads down and that people are not just turning away from this. You still have people supporting Highland Park football.
And Joe Theismann actually spoke about this last year. You know, it's not exactly the same circumstance. There was a varsity football team, but he talked about the Highland Park football team, and he was waxing poetic about them, really. He was talking about the amount of courage that he had for these kids, the amount of respect for them, and he was saying that it doesn't matter about the score, and, you know, obviously Highland Park didn't fare particularly well against Theismann's alma mater, South River, but he did say that he has tremendous respect for these kids because it's about playing the game. It's about, you know, loving the game and playing better no matter the circumstances. So, you know, coming from a Super Bowl winner, that's some of the highest praise you can get. So, you know, if these, you know, you should have tremendous, you know, admiration for these Highland Park football players. Obviously, they're not in the best of circumstances. Obviously, it's difficult for them. But, you know, they're going out there every day, and, you know, kudos to them. Like, you know, it's hard to come out every day for soccer, and we're winning. We're winning a lot. So going out every day for football, knowing that you're playing a JV schedule, knowing that there's not going to be any state tournament, knowing that there's, you know, especially these seniors, knowing that they're not part of the plan for the future, but looking out for the kids that are going to be there, and, you know, having a real interest in furthering and, you know, preserving Highland Park football is, you know, my utmost respect to them. Yeah, it's a hell of a thing they're doing.
We're here with Derek Nobles, the head coach of the Highland Park football team. Our first question is, do you think Highland Park football is going to rise again to its past glory?
Well, I think Highland Park is a small school, and with all small schools, you have your ebbs and flows, and eventually, I think Highland Park will retain and return to its glory. As far as the sport's concerned, I think the interest is there. I think within the next couple of years, I think the numbers will increase over time. Just need to give it time and have patience, and I think we'll get back to where we were.
Second question, do you think Highland Park is too soft and that's where the problem arises?
I can't say necessarily that Highland Park is soft. I can't say that the kids are soft. I think it's just a cultural thing in this town. Kids growing up only knowing soccer, and that's all they're exposed to, is what kind of hurts the football program, because football is known to be a violent sport. And if not introduced to it at a young age, I mean, it can be a scary environment, especially when most of our kids aren't being introduced to it till they're already freshmen in high school. I think we just need to find a way to bridge the gap and get these kids involved at an earlier age, and that'll help the program progress over the years.
Thank you, Mr. Nobles. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
This episode of the T of HP is brought to you by Coach's Choice USA Select. Coach's Choice USA Select is in the basketball business, in which they run camps, clinics, and tournaments throughout the East Coast, as well as manage pro athletes. If any of this sounds interesting to you, please inform or call Tom Sclafani at 732-501-4155 or go to their website at coacheschoiceselect.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the T of HP. This podcast has been hosted by Declan Walsh and Emily Berman, produced by Eli Jacobs Perez, and executive producer Max Wilkerson and T. Sclafani.